episode 1948, Something Out of Nothing.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, so rise and shine. It is time to start dreaming. Don't you see something bigger than where you are right now? Come on, it's something out of nothing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we are just coming off of what? Mother's Day. So for all of you mothers out there, I pray that you had a glorious Mother's Day. And guess what? It's back to another day. But you know what? It doesn't have to be just another day. It can be an extraordinary day, but you get to choose. And dads, you got that option too. How will you choose to live, love, and impact? Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, how much of your day is waiting to get what you want? Anything worth having takes action, inspiring something out of nothing. It would be so nice if what you wanted in life fell from the sky. Just poof, there it was. But as we know, life's not like that. It's not real life. In fact, life seems to flow in the absolutely opposite direction of where you want to go. Your dreams are just as important now as they were the very first day you had that dream. As circumstances and situations, mistakes and detours, along with celebrations and successes, lead you one way, there are many times that you are at a crossroad. What do you do next? Where do you go? How do I get there? Wait a minute, what about the how? What about the where, the what, the who, the when? Confusion seems to be the theme of the day. What do I need to do next? What is the best direction for me to go? If only I had this one opportunity, everything would be perfect. Or would it? If you are waiting for lightning to strike telling you what to do, you will be waiting a very long time. You may never live out your dream. Don't wait for the time to come to you. Make the time by taking the next step. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your greatness. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And you're like, yeah, I've heard that jargon already. You tell me that like every other week, Christiane. I need to know what it means to take the next step. And it's not just any step. It's the next step, the one right in front of you. Well, let's break it down. Number one. Preparation is golden. If you're wanting something out of nothing, you must prepare. Well, this past weekend, I was on the road. I was visiting my daughter and my son-in-law, and they had just moved down south, and it was time to unpack the hundreds of boxes that were sitting in their brand new house. And so they called Mom. Mom, are you available? Sure, I'll be down. 3 days later, and no sore muscles. What? Yes. No sore muscles, nothing. But you see, little did I know that 4 weeks prior to their request, I began working specifically with my strength training and my fitness regimen and how I was beginning to build back the muscle that somewhat I lost because of my injuries. And not all of it was lost, but I was weak because of the injuries. So I had to build myself back up. Now, this was 4 weeks ago. Now, if I waited till my daughter called me just before they moved down and said, hey, Mom, we're coming. You know, do you think you'd be available when the truck comes to come down and help us unpack? If I waited for that call, do you think I'd be strong in 2 days? Yeah, I don't think so. It doesn't work that way. But no, I didn't know any of this was going to happen. You see, what I did for 3 days straight was I emptied boxes folded paper, went up and down stairs in the attic, lifted 35 to 40 pound engines. I had all these tools that were heavy and some of them bigger than me, and inside jungle gyms, unicycles, you name it, I was lifting it, hoisting it up the ladder, putting it in the actual attic, organizing it. But you see, it sounds easy, right? Because you think, oh, I can stand up. You can lift that. Oh, no. You had to do this all in the sumo squat position. Because if you stood up, you would be nailed in the head. Because the nails that were coming through the roof came right through. And oh, they were sharp. And then because of the slant of the roof, I'm short, but you couldn't stand up along the whole area. I had two places I could stand straight up. And I would release my back. But you see, that 4 weeks prior, I was beginning to prepare. Preparation is golden. I was training my body. Had I waited till the first few days prior to going down there, do you think I would have been as strong? No. I would have been popping, you know, pain relievers, going, oh my gosh. And no, all I did was wake up going, I'm a little tight, but I feel really good. No pain relievers for this old woman. Preparation is golden. Number two, settling is inexcusable. Why would you want just what you have? Now, it's fabulous to be content. And there is definitely a difference of being content and settling. And I'm talking about settling. And that doesn't mean you got to settle, right? When you're content, you don't have to settle. Settling is the mediocre answer to obtaining greatness. Is that really what you're after? I don't think so. Because you know, God has written your name and it has greatness all over it. So you've got to be willing to go the extra mile. Now, that extra mile doesn't mean that you're forcing things. Some people are like, but Christiane, I'm supposed to be waiting. God told me to wait. It's fine to wait. There are times when you are to be still. But just because you're still doesn't mean you're not in action. Being still is an action. It's an intentional action. But you see, what happens is we get used to, I'd like the lightning to strike me, please. Really? It doesn't work that way. You know this. We've had this discussion. So why do you keep waiting for the lightning? And then you're like, okay, but this is all I got. I want to write a book, but you know, I'll wait till the publisher comes to me and says that my story is worth writing about. I'm telling you right now, no publisher is going to come to you and say that your story is worth writing about. Unless if you're somebody that they already know. Which means what? You got to start writing now. You got to start writing those 50 words every day, 100 words a day, then 500 words a day, then 1,000 words a day. You've got to begin to find your voice. You've got to begin to understand your language and the tone of your book. You're like, now I don't want to write a book. No. You do want to write a book. There's just a lot that goes into it. And if you sit back and settle into, I'll just wait till it comes to me, not going to happen. Settling is the mediocre answer to obtaining greatness. And finally, number three, success is not the destination. The journey in which you take is the blessing. You see, success is in your everyday journey, not just reaching for the destination desired. You are not looking for your name in lights. You are walking out your purpose in your everyday life. We just got off of Mother's Day. And in my opinion, every day is Mother's Day. I love it. What was I doing? I was helping my daughter unpack and create her home. And then I came home to my other four children and my husband. And I got to spend a few minutes before they all went to bed because I got home late. But I still had that time. Yes, it was a normal day for me. No, I did get breakfast in bed. Did I need breakfast in bed? No. But I got lots of hugs, lots of love. I got telephone conversations. I got text messages. It wasn't about me being this incredible mom just for a day. It's walking out my purpose and being a mom in my everyday. Do you see the difference? What is your purpose in your everyday walk? Success is not the destination. The journey in which you take is the blessing. You've got to redefine how you see success. Are you looking only to get that certificate on the wall? If so, then maybe you're looking in all the wrong places. Preparation is golden. Settling is inexcusable. Success is not the destination. Think about this. You want to be an astronaut and fly in space. Are you waiting for space to come to you? Are you waiting for all the stars to align and then you'll be on board? Or are you going to take classes in high school and college to prepare yourself for a space occupation as you reach for the stars? Take the next step that is right in front of you, creating something out of nothing. Now, one thing I want to make clear. This is not about forcing something. There is a difference. This is truly taking your everyday and saying, what is right in front of me? If it's your health, what's that immediate next step that I need to do? If it's creating your business that you desire, maybe you want to have a podcast. What is that immediate next step? Maybe it's just writing out what you're interested in. Like, what do I want to talk about? Do I want to have a solo podcast? Do I want to interview people? You want to write a book? Great. Have you thought about your topics? And you're like, no, I haven't even written anything at all, ever, except in high school and college. Then maybe your starting point is getting a journal and just writing every single day. No edits. You just write. Whatever comes to mind, you just write. It's the next step that's right in front of you, creating something out of nothing. This dream is yours to catch because God has written it and given it to you. You have a purpose. You're created on purpose. So go out and create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious and blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.